Uh-oh. That carriage is way bigger than mine. And those are the colors of the Kestrel family. That's them. Oh, are they better dressed than me too? Oh no. Yeah, they look like they've done this before. Okay, there's only one chance to make a first impression. Take a deep breath and walk up to them like you know what you're doing. Oh, by the gods, they have a bow and arrow. Why do they have a bow and arrow? Well met, Kestrel Envoy. They've prepared a negotiation space for us at the keep, but I thought we could walk to see the tree for the first time together. I am Lady Aurella, and I speak on behalf of the ruling nobles from B-Lands. You could tell as much. Yes, well, formalities and all. I know time is of the essence, so... How old am I? What does that have to do with anything? Don't you think that's a touch offensive? It is pronounced offensive. Ah, well, a conversation is all about communication, not accuracy. You still knew what I meant, didn't you? You know I'm not experienced enough to handle these negotiations. Excuse you! In case you've forgotten, the Empress has ordered us to work together on a solution. Well, I've learned something about you, too. Yeah, you're the kind of person who likes to point out other people's mistakes, aren't you? Yes, we can change topics. Of course I know what was going on. So explain it to you quickly? Fine, pushy. But just so you know, I'm not jumping at the chance to prove myself or anything. I think it's important to share information. Well, as you know, last month an ancient Atherbloom tree was discovered. Right on the border of our lands, between the Kestrels and the Bees, each ruled by their corresponding noble house. And a single Atherbloom fruit is flowering on the end of one of its withered branches. That's the source of the conflict, yes. Which kingdom gets the fruit? The last record we have of an Atherbloom fruit being consumed is 4 centuries old. See, I can handle this. I do my homework. Students fresh from their schooling often do. I'm not a student. Quit trying to rile me up. This is some sneaky tactic of yours. You're not my professor. Yes, the Empress stepped in and stopped the fighting. If the tree was damaged, then it might not bear the fruit at all. Oh, yeah, turn right here. Really? The Empress is a gardener herself? No, I had no idea. It's nice to hear she has hobbies. Could you please slow down? I can't keep up with... my nose. You didn't have to stop, so I crashed into your back. You're difficult. Oh, you stopped because we're here. By the gods, that tree is enormous. It casts a shadow like a tower. Is it breathing? Don't shush me. Oh, you mean listen. Oh, that's the sound of the wind through its leaves. Interesting. It's beautiful. But I don't see the flowering fruit. Whoa. Oh, you shot an arrow to point it out. How aggressive. But yeah, I see it. It can't be much bigger than a grapefruit. To think people have already died for it. Sorry, six? Six people died before the Empress intervened. That's six too many. We can agree on that. It's only going to get worse. The scholars who helped me prepare said that the fruit will ripen on the next full moon. Yeah, that's when it has to be harvested. Otherwise, all its magic will leave it. What? The tree takes 20 years to make another one? Oh, no wonder everyone is so upset. No, I didn't have that part of the equation. History books and B-lands are very much about folklore. This is going to be tricky. And we have less than 2 days, right? What did your research yield? Yeah, I want to understand your position. What are you defending? Why are the nobility of Kestrel lands more deserving of the fruit? The Atherbloom is theirs by birthright? That is a very bold position, and a hard one to find compromise on. Don't condescend to me. I know what happens if the leader of a noble house eats it. They receive a detailed vision of the future of their kingdom. That doesn't mean the Kestrels get it. It's on the border! Even the fruit is on the border, come on! Is this my first negotiation? My first without my mentor, but the Bee family has faith in me. Why? How many times have you done this? That many, huh? One of my professors was from Kestrel lands, you know. He said the weather and the terrain were cold and unforgiving, just like its people. But I'm sure there's a compromise to be found, a way that everyone can win. Flowered words are only charming when people listen to them. Oh, listen. Do you even know why the Bee family wants the Atherbloom? No, they don't want to see the future. Legend says one bite from the Atherbloom can cure vampirism. Make them human again. Why are you laughing? It's not stupid. It's a worthy claim. We could learn a lot from using the fruit that way. Maybe even end vampirism altogether. Yes, and the Kestrels could avoid a potential war or famine in the future. You're dealing in hypotheticals, though. And stop calling me childish. Vampires only deserve a stake in the heart. I guess that's it then. It's a question of what's more precious, foresight or redemption. Yeah, I agree. We're done here. Let's go back to the keep. We can try this again after dinner. I wonder what we're having. Oh, we're having the rabbit you just killed. Nice shot. Huh? No, there's nothing wrong with my meal. I just didn't think we'd be eating together. This is the smallest keep I've ever seen. No, that isn't it. What are you, a mind reader? You're just really good at reading people. Oh, please stop flaunting your experience in my face. You're going to give me self-esteem issues. Self-esteem? Stop laughing at me. It really is nothing. It's just annoying how the chambermaids keep looking at you and blushing. It is annoying. They keep giggling and pointing at your ring finger that doesn't have a ring on it. It's unprofessional. Well, you better watch out. I'm sure they'd love to snag an envoy. Jealous? You are one of the most antagonistic, rude... Envoys and diplomats are supposed to be nice. Envoys. You know what? I'm going to eat in my room. I'll see you tomorrow and we can get to work. After a few hours tossing and turning in your comfortable bed, you realize sleep will not find you tonight. With a big stretch and a yawn, you get up and explore the keep. Though being as small as it is, there isn't much to distract you. Though eventually you come across a lit candle in the library. Pushing the door open, you see your bee counterpart, clad in her nightgown with tousled hair. There are books spread out around her, and she writes furiously. Though when she sees you, she stops. Her mouth agape. Oh, hi. Good evening. I didn't think I'd see you here. Yeah, I couldn't sleep. There's too much to do. Yeah, the beds here are so uncomfortable, right? Oh, the chambermaids made sure yours were comfy. Please don't rub it in. I know diplomats aren't supposed to storm off. I don't know why I got so upset. I'm sorry. I'm really worried about the Atherbloom. If it goes bad here, it could get so much worse. You too, huh? It's nice to see you are human. I'm not teasing. I'm a little teasing. I didn't realize your hair could be messy. It looked perfect all day. I know, people judge by appearances. But charisma is more than how you look. It's how you make people feel, too. How do I want to make you feel? Comfortable. Open, I guess. But that's never going to happen if I keep snapping at you. Yeah, come on over. You can sit on this pile of books. I'll show you what I've been working on. Yeah, cutting the fruit in half won't work. I've tried that a few times historically. Huh? Oh, sorry, I don't mean to stare. Oh, it's not relevant to what we're working on. I was just thinking. You know, we talked about you in school a little. Some of your work, yeah. I knew of you, but I didn't know what you looked like. Well, I heard a rumor about you. I was just wondering if it's true. Yeah, it's so dumb, though. Apparently you have a tattoo? A really silly one? No way! Is that a flying squirrel? Oh, it's so cute! No, don't put it away! No one will ever believe me! No, I don't have any tattoos to show you. I'm not blushing. But tell me about yours. Why did you get it? Oh, it was a dare with your best friend. I love that. They got one too? Was it a squirrel? That's so sweet. Oh, you're talking about them in the past tense, aren't you? I'm so sorry. I know raisings aren't as common in Kestrel lands, but... Oh, it was a vampire. Of course. No one can raise someone they killed. I'm sorry. I think I understand your position a bit better. Why do I care about vampires? I don't care about them, but I think a cure is a great idea. Maybe they could be gone forever. It's optimistic. I really think it can happen. I don't want to invalidate your experience, but when I was a little girl, I was attacked by one. Yeah, you want to hear? Of course you do. You're a good diplomat. It was right before sunrise. I'd gotten up early to feed the chickens. The bucket I used to feed them was as big as me. I think the vampire had been hiding under our house, waiting for the sun to rise so he could go to sleep. Yeah, it was like a nightmare. He grabbed me by my leg and pulled me under. But when he saw how young I was, he stopped. He muttered something about a daughter. I was too scared to cry. I just froze. Then what happened? I'll never forget it. He got up and burnt in the sun. Turned into ash. No one believed me. A lot of people still don't. What proof is there? And I was so young. But I think they're worth... It's worth trying to end them in that way. Okay, but you're still dealing with a hypothetical. Yes, but if the fruit can cure vampirism, that's testable. Quantifiable. I understand. I'm just saying... You're really hard to have a conversation with, you know that? Well, fine. I'm going to bed. We'll figure this out in the morning, and I hope you're a little bit more compromising. Because if we don't figure this out, people are going to die. Good night.